The UK Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Open 7 days at Barangaroo, Birkenhead Point in Kensington. Or shop online at petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, let's go to this remarkable man who brings us wonderful stories every day, ones that inform us and educate us. Now, here today, a problem with women's lives as a result of a screening mistake, Adam.
Yeah, morning, Alan. Yeah, exactly that. A flaw in the UK's breast cancer screening programme, all down to what we were told was a computer algorithm failure, whereby 450,000 women in England were not invited to breast scans, as a result of which it's estimated between 130 and 270 women may have had their lives shortened. In most cases, this is women who were approaching around about the age of 70 who didn't get the screening. Of course, they're calling it a computer glitch, but essentially it's human error because it's humans who program the computers. Even the Health Secretary, Jeremy Hunt, has labelled it administrative incompetence, and he's called for a review. There are some things we don't do very well here, but we do reviews well.
No, don't we? Oh, no, you're not the Lone Ranger. We're always on review. We're always on review. Just on this violence against Liverpool fans.
Yeah, I mean, it's an extraordinary match. It's just finished, and Liverpool are through to the Champions League final, 7-6 on aggregate. It was quite something. But the match was boycotted by some Liverpool fans after the stabbing of one of their own, Sean Cox, by Roma supporters in Liverpool 8 days ago. To the return leg, there were all sorts of pieces of advice which changed as today wore on. But essentially, at one stage, they were saying to fans, don't travel alone, don't walk to the stadium or from it, which is exactly what they'll be doing now, don't wear team colours, and to avoid a part of the Italian capital, the so-called Roma Ultras, like to beat people with chains. And
that's not the answer. That's not the answer, is it?
It's one of those things. It ought not to be in sports. And there it is on the sideline.
Well, you've only got to go over the channel to Paris to see what happened while Macron is here in Australia. It's just unbelievable. Yesterday, it's the same stuff. Shouldn't happen, but it does. Whether those in charge are weak or gutless, I don't know. Fancy saying to Liverpool fans, oh, you can't wear your jersey. Someone might attack you. We've got law enforcement authorities that prevent all that, I would have thought. All right, Adam. Always good to talk to you. Adam Gilchrist in London.